This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The earth groans. We feel it in the shifting ground, in the unrest that spreads like a fever across nations. But listen closely, for within that groaning, within that upheaval, is also a stirring. A stirring within the seed of Israel, scattered across the nations, awakening to a remembrance of covenants long forgotten. Yahuwah is raising a standard, a shield of generations, against the darkness that has long held dominion. For generations, we have allowed our children's minds to be shaped by the hands of Edom. The narratives of Babylon have been presented as truth, while the inheritance of Jacob has been diminished, obscured, stolen. They offer a feast of emptiness, a table of Sheol disguised as education, promising knowledge but delivering only spiritual starvation. This is not a mere matter of curriculum. It is a deliberate severing from the roots of our identity, a theft of birthright. Devarim 6 speaks plainly. These words, the commands of Yahuwah, are to be upon our hearts, diligently taught to our children, not as an option but as a covenant obligation, a responsibility to guard the wellspring of truth within our homes, within our families. Yahuwah is calling us back to the guarded table, a table not found within the walls of Babylon's institutions, but within the hearts and homes of those willing to reclaim their ancient role. It is a return to the ways of our ancestors, a reclaiming of the household altar. Remember Devarim 30, the promise of restoration when we turn back to Yahuwah with all our heart and soul. This isn't about building new structures of stone and mortar, but rebuilding the foundations of faith within our own lives, within our own families. The Edomite system thrives on division, on outsourcing the spiritual upbringing of our children. It seeks to create a generation disconnected from its heritage, easily molded to serve its own purposes. But the shield of generations is being raised. We see it in the growing movement of families choosing to homeschool, to create learning environments rooted in truth, in covenant, in the teachings of the Tanakh. We see it in the rediscovery of ancestral skills, of forgotten languages, of the wisdom passed down through generations. This isn't a rejection of all outside knowledge, but a filtering, a discernment, a commitment to prioritizing the truth of Yahuwah above all else. The venom of Edom runs deep, weaving itself into the lineage of Israel, attempting to poison the wellspring of our faith. Malachi warns of this very thing, of the rejection of covenant obligations, of the offering of defiled sacrifices. They attempt to redefine our history, to rewrite our narratives, to diminish our inheritance. But Yahuwah sees through their deception. He knows the hearts of His people. And He is awakening a remnant, a stirring within the scattered tribes. The echoes of Israel's awakening resonate with the groaning of the earth, a correlated response to the increasing darkness. Yeshayahu 26 speaks of remembrance of a people returning to their inheritance, their strength renewed. This is not a passive waiting, but an active participation in the restoration that Yahuwah has promised. This shield isn't merely for defense against physical threats, but for spiritual warfare. It is a preparation for the refining fire, a strengthening of our resolve to stand firm in the face of increasing hostility. Zechariah 12 speaks of a time when Israel will be defended, but that defense begins with a commitment to guarding the truth, to raising up a generation equipped to discern the lies of Edom. We are called to be the guardians of the flame to pass on the manna of truth to those who come after us. This is not a burden but a privilege, a sacred responsibility. The time for complacency is over. The time for action is now. Reclaim the guarded table. Rebuild the household altar. Raise the shield of generations. Remember the covenants. And watch, for the day of Yahuwah is near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.